This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Herbert, H-E-R-B-E-R-T. Last name is Nimmons, N-I-M-M-O-N-S. Date of birth is 1-17-1946. Date of evaluation 8-19-2023. HPI history page complaint, psychiatric reevaluation requested for patient's altered mental status period. Patient is reported to be hallucinating, history of present illness. This is a 77 years old male who's familiar to her service. I had seen him on June 9, 2023. Staff reports recent changes in patient's mental status. He's reported to be more confused. During my evaluation, he was resting in bed. He reports that sometimes he feels sad and talks about wanting to go home. He states that he's close to his family and does not feel very lonely. Patient acknowledged that he has been seeing two little boys following him and believes that they are 8 and 9 years old. He believes that they are there even when he's in shower. He reports that he talks to them. Patient's family has also expressed concerns that patient has been hallucinating. No new medications started. Previous urine analysis was negative on Next paragraph, patient told me that he was a tax accountant and graduated from MSU. He reports he has 3 children. He talked about his wife. He knew he's at Villa. He knew it's August, but he thought it's Thursday in 2023. When I asked him who the governor of Michigan is, he stated, quote, "She is a friend of mine," unquote, but could not recall her name. Report said she had been to Greater Grace Temple across the street a few times. Patient had trouble recalling the name of the current president of the United States. He could repeat 3 out of 3 objects immediately and 2 out of 3 after 3 minutes and 3 out of 3 with cues. Next paragraph, patient acknowledged that he refused a shower recently because he's used to taking shower in the morning. Next paragraph, intermarriage, social family history, date of last visit 6-9-2023. Next paragraph, review of medical family social history, indicate no changes last visit except as noted below. Medical history, no changes, social history unremarkable. Patient wants to go home. Family history unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, required to perform a chart nursing. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medication, Cymbalta 30 milligram once a day. Next medication page reviewed. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 131 over 68, pulse 74, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general constitution, non-grooming, fair motor movements, normal stature, lying, gait not tested, level of consciousness alert, demeanor cooperative, effect on broad mood, mildly dysphoric, speech clear, thought processes, periods of confusion, suicidal, homicidal ideation denied, psychotic symptoms, patient acknowledged, seeing, quote, 2 boys, unquote, ages 8 or 9 years old, following him. fund of knowledge, fair judgment, poor insight, poor orientation, person with a normal place, with a normal time, impaired attention, concentration, impaired sleep problems, non-appetite, fair. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, delirium due to known physiological condition, F05 plans. I spoke to a patient's daughter who talked to the patient's wife, appeared consent given, verbal consent given for trial of risperidol 0.25 milligram HS to stabilize psychotic symptoms. Next paragraph, check urine analysis with culture and sensitivity, comma, CBC with differential and lights. Disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behavior, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management, particularly to rule out any medical causes of changes in his mental status. Next paragraph, orders and procedures. 99310. End of dictation.